Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back indeed to set some people off one more time. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show. Right here on Block Talk Radio, I'm your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, excuse me, I am the Hot Rod. On the phone line, I have the King of Scandals himself, that's in the building.
Not today, it is I, Sean Black, and yes, I am in the building once again.
Okay, I apologize for the lateness again, but like I just said last week, we have scheduled conflicts, so we don't know what time we're doing the show, but Sean and I will both agree we will do the show no matter what.
Exactly.
Thank you for tuning in last Thursday. Sean and I was shocked how many people tuned in and listened to the show at the last minute. As always, we thank you, especially to our listeners around the world. Thank you for making the show strong as it is, and thank to me for making this happening.
Also, thank Anitra B for actually listening to the show as well, even though she hasn't been able to join us as often as she liked, but we give a shout out to her.
Who?
Figures. you would forget. You know.
But the number to call in for questions, thoughts, or comments is 347-989. The number once again is 347-989-8402. Sean Black. Are you ready to talk about scandals?
As long as it pisses people off, why not?
Well, before we go to our topics tonight, of course, I'm sure Sean has said this a million times almost every week on the show, that him and I, along with K-Dog and a few other people on the panel, have been friends forever. Sean Black and I have been friends like 20 years. I don't want to say BFF because, you know, that's not me. But
I understand.
But Sean, this is the name of the show is The Absolute Truth. Like you said, like I said, we know each other for many years. Please, if there's any scandal, if there's anything that you're hiding in your closet, please let us know right now before it comes out, because I need to know if I need to find a new partner or not. You know, please let me know.
That is not going to happen, so you're safe right now.
You know, we're not going to talk about me because, you know, me, I'm a whole different case.
Yeah. Well, all your scandals are already out there, so you don't have to worry about that.
And like I told people, listen, I'm broke, so I'm doing Blog Talk Radio for free, okay? That's how broke I am. But
what about the money that's supposed to be rolling in from the multitude of people that listen to the show?
And what's your child support, okay?
Okay. That's a scandal in and of itself, then, huh?
Yeah. But talk about scandals.
Yeah.
I know Sean and Black and I, we had a topic. As always, we had to change it to something that happened earlier today. For the people around the world that have not known, Charles Rose, news anchor, somewhat of a talk show host, was hit with a scandal himself today. Sean, you know a little bit more about it because you're a scandal man yourself.
Well, only because I actually watch the show that he's a host of. He hosts CBS This Morning, well, one of the three co-hosts of the show, along with Nora O'Donnell and Gail King. He's been co-hosting that show for the last, I believe, 5 years or 6 years since they revamped the show, and the ratings have steadily gotten really good. He also has his own talk show that he does on PBS and also Bloomberg Television. That all for him has ceased for right now because, like you just stated, you can add his name into this entire mud bath of sexual assault allegations and a lot of people falling into the scandal. And I told you this weeks ago, it's only going to get worse before it gets better because so much of the entertainment world is filled with this stuff. To give it a quicker idea of what happened. There are eight women that are claiming that they told to the Washington Post that he has made sexual advances towards them in the past, from dating back to somewhere in the 90s up until as recently as 2011. Now, the eight women are in range, age range from 21 to 37 at the time of the encounters. Three of them go have went on the record. Five of them are keeping quiet because they're still within the entertainment business and into the broadcast business. They don't want to have their names thrown out there for fear of repercussions from Charlie Rose being the all-powerful person that he has been. And when all of this came out, it shocked me because it came out a little earlier. I didn't even see him on the news, and I thought he was maybe on another assignment. No, he's been suspended. So this is what happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was suspended from co-hosting CBS This Morning. He's also a contributor to 60 Minutes. And as I said before, he has his own PBS show. He's been pretty much suspended from all of that right now until they clear all of this stuff up and find out what's been going on. And he put out a statement, for the most part, basically admitting to this stuff. And this is what he said. I'm going to give you the short version of it. He said, in my 45 years in journalism, I prided myself on being an advocate for the careers of the women with whom I have worked. Nevertheless, in the past 5 days, claims have been made about my behavior towards some former female colleagues. It is essential that these women know I hear them and that I deeply apologize for my inappropriate behavior. I am greatly embarrassed. I have behaved insensitively at times, and I accept responsibility for that, though I do not believe that all of these allegations are accurate. I always feel that I was pursuing shared feelings, even though I now realize I was mistaken. I have learned a great deal as a result of these events, and I hope others will too. All of us, including me, are coming to a new and deeper recognition of the pain caused by conduct in the past and have come to a profound new respect for women and their lives, end quote.
Okay, I thought you said you would do the short version. That was
that is
short.
The short version because I think there was more to it.
Jesus, right. Well, okay. Al Franklin, that's his name, right? Senator
Al
Franklin?
Yes.
Okay, C.K. Lewis. Now, Charlie Rose and other celebrities. Of course, there's a panel that's going on. Okay, a lot of guys at my job are, like, saying the same thing. A lot of men, I should say in general, excuse me, are saying the same thing, like, why now? Why now? Why are all these females coming out now? Yes, it's wrong. We're not criticizing of what had happened. Why all of a sudden everybody's talking about it? Like, this is something new. And I know I discussed this last week. But do you give credit to the men admitting to the wrongdoing?
To some degree, yes. Because they're coming at the second the scandal hits, they're in some instances they are coming out with an immediate apology. Not all of them are. And some of them actually do sound sincere in the apology. But here is where my problem is. My problem goes to the fact that you would not have heard any of these apologies, any admittance of guilt, any of this. You would have absolutely no compunction at all from any of these victims, not victims, from the accused, if they were not brought out and made to actually go out publicly and apologize. And the reason why that is happening is because of all of the, we've talked about this before, the things that have been happening in Hollywood, what we've been seeing in our government with the president on down, allegations, et cetera, that's the reason why it's happening.
So, okay. So you're saying because of everything that's going on right now, relate back to number 45.
When the president of the United States ran on his pulpit of what he could get away with, when he was hosting or when he owned the Miss Universe pageant or Miss America pageant, whichever pageant he happened to be running, and the Access Hollywood tapes came out, and he openly bragged about the things that he could do, that he could get away with, all those things. And he ran on that platform. This this idea of the male, the old school male thought process where I'm a powerful man, I can get away with it. A lot of women who heard this as becoming the president of the United States, they got fed up with it. And what we're seeing now is that movement, especially with the Me Too movement online that has been started over the last month or so. What we're seeing now, even after Trump was elected and we saw that million woman march on Washington, D.C., and it happened in L.A. and New York, et cetera, women are fed up. And what we're seeing now is that there is no longer that, well, I still have the fear that I may lose my job, my career, et cetera. But we're not going to go there and make that fear keep me from now voicing what happened to me, even though it happened 10, 15, 20 years earlier, allegedly. These are some powerful things that are happening, and the only way that change is going to happen is if it comes out. And this is what we're seeing now. And it's happening in a big deluge now.
Oh, I think one of the reasons why it's blowing up right now is because of, unfortunately, we're going to say this over and over again, social media.
Of course.
So it's in our face. No matter where we turn that, it's in the media, it's in social media, it's in our conversations daily. It's like when once you hear a name, you throw your hands up in the air and like, oh my gosh, another one? Can't believe
it. There seems to be in the descriptions that we hear of all of the alleged victims in their stories that they're telling, there was a lot of commonality between all of them. And I don't know what Charlie Rose is being accused of doing is sounding similar to what Louis C.K. has admitted to doing, and some of the other perpetrators or alleged perpetrators have been purported to have done. In the case with Charlie Rose, there were instances of him putting his hands allegedly on the legs and upper thigh of certain women. He has different properties that he lives in certain parts of the country, and he would have interns work for him. And he would come out of the shower naked. He'd walk around coming out of the shower, exposing himself. Apparently, he is being alleged to have broke the buttocks of a woman at a staff party. These sound like the MO of some of the others. If somebody was to say, put your hand over your eyes, spin around in a circle, and then go in a bag and grab the name out of the bag, and it will almost sound exactly like some of the people that we have just talked about over the last few weeks. Kevin Spacey, Louis C.K., now with Charlie Rose. Jeremy Piven is another one that was brought up as well. Dustin Hoffman, we talked about that. All of these names in Hollywood, producers, actors, actresses, movie moguls. We just heard also recently, just earlier today, I read a story about Russell Simmons and Brett
Ratner. Yes, I heard about that too.
Going into something that happened at a party back in, I think, 1991, where it was an underage woman.
That I don't care about. I know it's sound wrong. Parties are a completely different thing. Anything could happen at a party at any time, and when drugs and alcohol is involved compared to the workplace. The workplace is different. Party is a whole different type of behavior. You know I'm a party man. I'm not condoning those type of actions. But let's say Russell Simmons did have sex with an underage girl or whatever. Like I said, you know alcohol and drugs were involved. I'm not making excuse of it, but once again, that's the type of behavior. You're going to party, you're going to party with all the way. But I just received a message from a caller saying that you notice that the liberal sex offenders admit to the crime compared to the Republicans like Trump and Roy Moore. Do you find that surprising?
I don't find it surprising at all, because in the mind eye of people that follow politics or at least make everything about politics, it seems that in the eyes of people at least it used to be a long, 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 long time ago, that the Republican Party, as what used to be called, was the party of Lincoln. And a lot of people looked at the Republican Party because Lincoln abolished slavery and helped them do a lot of other things that were about family and trying to get the country moving. Somewhere between the 60s and today, that kind of flipped, and now it seems like the Democrats have this reputation of being the high moral party, which we all know neither side is highly moral at anything. But that's what it comes down to. And it even breaks down on party lines when it comes to how we associate the perpetrators involved in certain instances. Like you just said, liberal politics involved, Democrats have to come out and be above board even when they do something wrong. Whereas, as you stated with the Republican Party, if they look at all of the stuff that's been going on with Roy Moore, the Alabama candidate that is running for Senate, running up against Doug Jones, and that race, and the only thing that we're hearing about with Roy Moore is when is he going to drop out, when is he going to drop out, even though he has the allegations there, and it looks like almost purported evidence, almost. We don't know all the details yet, but it gets worse every day, it seems, and he's not budging. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, so what we're also starting to notice is that, as you did bring up, the Republicans are doing, instead of the one admitting to certain things, they're trying to distance themselves away from it to make sure that it goes away just so they can keep their candidates on the ticket. Whereas the Democrats are starting, when they get quote-unquote busted, they're coming out, oh, investigate me. I know I was wrong. I did this. I did that. And although I applaud the ideal behind it, and I applaud how tenacious a lot of the Democrats that are getting busted for doing this is, it's still a bunch of garbage from the sense that they would not be admitting to anything if none of this dirt came to light in the first place. And that's the problem. That's the main problem.
Okay, I have K-Dog, another guy who's involved in scandals a lot. Go ahead, K-Dog. What's your intake on Charlie Rose? Hello?
Well, hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Well, the whole thing with Charlie Rose is that, you know, more and more of these disturbing allegations are coming out. I was reading about the whole incident in which he was exposing himself to these females, in which he was working out of the shower butt naked and doing all these things. What's going on now is that all these things are coming out because a lot of these females that has happened to, and trust me when I say this, it's wrong what they're doing to these females. It shouldn't happen. Nobody should be exposed to that kind of stuff. Nobody should be treated like that based on your gender, because we've been hearing it all along. What took these females a while to come out is embarrassment. And also, you know, it's like, I don't want to be blamed for something I didn't do.
Huh? What do you mean? For something I didn't do?
No, like whenever someone says, "Oh, a female's been sexually harassed at a job," or "What was she wearing?" and stuff like that, or "She probably enticed the person." That's the sad thing about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, now I understand. No problem.
Yes, that's what I was getting to, and it's now that
like
all these things are
going
out.
On. That's Kato's phone.
Oh, it's probably my thing probably hitting I don't know, my microphone.
Like you got
probably
a journal, you sound like you have a journalist on the other side trying to type everything
no.
you said. You got somebody doing
it really sound like Kato's groping himself right now talking to us. That's what it really sounds like.
No. Okay, let me just stay still because I was just walking around. But however, with this allegation, I mean, I was, to be honest, my first reaction was shock. I'm like, man, Charlie Rose, as respectable of a journalist that he has been, like, you wouldn't think that would happen. But like Sean said, all of these things are coming out about these well, I might as well say it, perverts doing some disgusting things. Now
perverts. Man, I don't consider us as perverts. This way,
No,
I consider some guys do have a mental illness. I mean, sex is an addiction. Power is an addiction.
Oh, yes, it is.
And a lot of people do abuse that power. I mean, pervert
when
is
I said
a producer.
When I said perverts, I don't mean it in that way. But however, you know, when you're doing something that's disgusting, especially when a woman is in the room, like let's just say you coming up to her and you butt naked, and it's like, what the hell?
There
a
is
woman
no
has
way
a right
to describe what Charlie Rose is being accused of. If this, everything is inherent, he's a pervert. There's no way to escape that. There's no way to come around and say, well, maybe he has. No.
There's pervert because you know what? This is what I'd say, Hunt Rod.
We don't know Charlie Rose. We just going by this little tiny story that we know right now.
Right, by the allegations.
According to the allegation. I'm not saying that if it's true, pretty much based on the statement that he put out there. He's admitting that he's done something along those lines.
But guys, he may have did something wrong, something stupid, and he's going to pay the price for it. Yes. But that doesn't mean he's qualified as a pervert. There's a lot of perverts out there, yes. But not like, thank God, for what we know, not like he slept with an underage kid, that we know of.
If eight women have accused him
exposing himself
from naked in his house, rubbing his genitals on somebody, pinching someone's buttock.
That's pervert.
Irregardless of whether
you're being
it was
nasty.
Just one person or all eight. The fact that
this was unwanted
attention from the females, it qualifies him as a pervert. There's no way around that.
But what happens if one or two of those females took the attention and they like the attention themselves? We don't hear one side of the story. We're not hearing all three sides of the story. His, her, and the truth. Once again,
I understand.
We don't know the whole story.
I understand that,
yeah.
But however, when you're doing that, when you in a room with a female, especially a coworker, and you come in, like, what you gonna do? You gonna come up to a coworker in the office with a hard on and, you know, come up close to her? She has a right to scream her head off. Like, what the hell is this?
Okay, well,
you understand?
Now, I need to go to the next topic right now because we have 20 minutes left. So let's stop being perverts for a minute and let's go to something more serious. Sean, quickly, a father find out that his son was gay. His teenager son was gay. What happened after that? Quickly.
The saddest part about it is he killed his son. A man from Nevada by the name of Wendell Melton killed his son, Giovanni Melton, because he caught him with his boyfriend. And his son was taking pictures of himself and the boyfriend. That upset him. He even pulled a gun on him in the past. And he eventually, because of this, killed his son. And that is the saddest part about this whole story, is the fact that a grown man who could not accept his son for who he is decided to end his life. I don't know what to say about that. I really don't know what to say about that.
Well, the reason why I want to talk about this, guys, Bill, I see you. I will talk to you in a few minutes. This problem is not new because Kato will understand this. My parents is like old school West Indian, and my father always told me, growing up, men don't trust men. You know, in other words, you're not going to become gay. And I always know that if my father knew I was, if I turned gay, he would have killed me. you know, we all joke around about that, but it was serious for a minute. It's like, wait a minute. Imagine if I was gay or my other people are gay. And, you know, we crack up gay jokes all the time and everything. And like I say in the past shows, when I was growing up, I was taught to dislike gay people, to see them as the enemy, that gay is no good, gay is a sin, because of my religious background when I was blinded by religion. And to hear this story about a father that killed his son because he was gay, it's like, and you guys always ask me, why have my kids, if my son or my daughter told me that they're gay? And I'll always say the truth. Would I like if my son or my daughter told me that they're gay? No, not really. I'm not going to lie. Would I accept it? Of course, but those are my children, and I love them for now, until they really start to piss me off. But it's like, even this age today, we cannot accept gayness with our own children, whether you like it or not. Gay dogs?
Well, what happened is this, is that I'm going to use a some example that a coworker was talking to me about. She said that when her daughter came out to her, she said she always knew that her daughter was gay. And her daughter came out to her. Her daughter was crying and, you know, saying, please don't be upset at me, but, you know, this is who I am. And she said she sort of knew who her daughter was, and she was just waiting for her daughter to come out to her at the right moment. And she said the one thing that she did, even though she kind of felt like, man, my daughter's gay and stuff, but the one thing that she told me that was crazy, she said, as though she was angry, but she wasn't disappointed in her daughter. The one thing she gave her daughter is her love. And that's all she said she could give her daughter. Now, in terms of a father killing a son for being gay, that right there is just, it's just senseless. Listen, he is who he is. Although it is a disappointment, because Hot Rod, just like you, I grew up in a West Indian household too. And I was taught not to like gays. I was taught that. Like, men are not supposed to be with men. Women are not supposed to be with women, you know? So, with that being said, you know, at the end of the day, even though whether he's gay or straight, he's still your son. You shouldn't have to take his life for that.
Okay, sorry to cut you off, but I have Phil the Fish, Pat Fisher, and Brother B. Phil, you go first. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I just agree with what everybody's saying. I mean, it is horrible to see that a father would kill his own son for being gay, especially in today's society. I mean, just hypothetically, if it was my kid, you don't have to like it. But at the same time, you know what? If this is who he is, so be it. I mean, and let me tell you something. I have nothing against gay people. I mean, some of my customers that I deal with are gay. I mean, and some of them are the nicest people you could want to talk to.
Of course.
But, I mean,
they're just human. Gay people are human.
Exactly.
Like the rest of us.
But it is. But to go ahead and kill your son for what? Just because he's gay? What did you accomplish? Now you're gonna be. Now you're probably gonna go to jail. And trust me. Like they say in the big house, someone's going to make that guy there, you know what.
They're going to make him dumb.
You know it's a
okay.
fact.
Gonna make
right,
them,
so
yeah, going to become. Yeah, go ahead.
Brother B? Brother B, are you there?
Hey, what's up, guy? What's up?
Hey,
what's up, Brother B?
All right. I hope you didn't drop the soap there, Brother B,
because
you was quiet there.
Nah, I had it on mute because I'm, like, walking to work. I got off the train.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening, and I heard about the story. I didn't bother reading it. Listen, too many times we let society dictate what goes on in our lives and in our households. My father's Caribbean. You know, they were against that whole, you know, homosexual thing. And, you know, we all made jokes about it.
when we were a kid. But you know what? When we were kids. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, I don't give a damn who you are. Just don't piss me off. And don't waste my alcohol. That's it.
Well, that's right.
What, you don't want them to waste your smoking habits also?
Yeah, don't waste none of that. Don't waste none of it. Listen, my whole thing is this. Is as long as we can get along, as long as we can coexist, then I'm good with that. As long as there's an understanding where, I don't go that route and you do, I mean, it's all good. We can chill. We can hang out. We can sit down, have a drink, but that doesn't mean that I'm going home with you or you going home with me or something's going to happen. You know, I mean, sometimes they're portrayed as predators.
Which is completely false.
Sometimes they're portrayed as that. And I don't think a lot, I mean, I've come across a lot of homosexual people, and I know some of them, and you know what? They're cool. They're just like anybody else.
They're cool, but okay, I'm telling the truth right now, this is like a confession. My producer knows this very well. My producer and I refuse to go to gay clubs or go to gay bars because we don't want to get the wrong message out. Not like most gay guys tell
me. Right, if you're not gay, I mean, why would you want to go for it?
No, you know, we have gay friends that want to invite us to go club or go drink with them.
Oh.
You know me, guys, I love to drink. But for me to go to a gay club, all the guys will be trying to talk to me. I don't feel comfortable. It happened to me once or twice when I've been to a gay club with my producer. And it was like the weirdest experience we ever had. And we told ourselves, we're never doing this again. We went there for support for other gay friends. We're like, this is not for us because even though you told some gay guys that you're not gay, they're still trying to pressure you to join the
group.
You know,
they feel they can turn you. They think they could turn you.
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
But you know what it is when it comes to, look, the bottom line is this. I mean, there's some gay people, they don't bother me. You know, they who they are, but, you know, I'm not going to sit there and judge them for whatever. You know, there's some people that, on my job, some people, they're gay, and we don't bother them because they don't bother us.
Well, you know, there's a stereotype. Just like there's a stereotype with blacks, a stereotype with whites, there's a stereotype with them. So, you know, so everybody has their own stereotypes. Like, they're no different. You know, people
and you know
say
what?
Stuff,
people live stuff
about
on stereotypes. And just society live on stereotypes almost every day. So
the media portrays these stereotypes and they promote it and they feed into it.
Yeah,
there's always that negative thought process. And this goes back to probably the 30s and the 40s and the 50s of the over effeminate, loose gay person that all they're trying to do is hit on another man. Or the female that's trying to hit on another female, and the fear that has always been is that if they come in contact with you, oh, they're going to, quote-unquote, turn you into gay, which is that always been that nonsense that we've heard on a regular basis all the time. And we definitely know that that's just a bunch of garbage. But a lot of those people that preach that hate speech have always come back to using that on a bully pulpit to go ahead
and you know what's funny, Sean, let me add
towards everyone else.
Well, Sean, let me add more to it. Those people that preach from that pulpit against gays, they're the biggest hypocrites ever because they know better than any gay person. That's another story, but I'm telling it like it is.
All right, so, Sean, why do you think overall the father killed his own son? Do you think he went buck wild or because of his hatred towards gay, or do you think the father is gay himself? And God said that son is gay.
I think it's a couple of things. I think part of it is his own self-hatred probably towards himself because he had a lot of issues with himself. He was adopted. He was in a foster home and didn't even get along with the foster mother, who she actually spoke out about their relationship was not all that good. Second of all, the fact having a son who was gay was is in the especially as you said in West Indian family cultures and growing up in the West Indies and having that influence that was against it because of religious reasons. But also there is that shame in the African American community of an emasculation of knowing that you being this quote unquote big virile black person can go out and have a son, and then the son turns out that he is gay, then it negatively reflects back at that African-American male as being effeminate now. He's been emasculated in the eyes of that person who feels that way towards the gay lifestyle or the gay person. So it looks back at him and say, you know what, everybody's going to think that I'm gay now. Everybody's going to look at me as this abomination, quote unquote. And that's a big problem in a lot of communities, especially in the African-American community, where you will hear a lot of, remember we would talk about that down low stuff that people would talk about, where they would try and make sure that nobody knew that they were gay because they didn't want that stigma following them around. That's a big reason for that thought process. And I think that's part of why he could not take it and ended his son's life, which is absolutely disgusting to begin with, that you could even kill your son. But to kill your son over that, oh, I don't know what to say.
So Brother
it's also a big sin in the Jewish religion as well. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, a lot of thought processes go into religious background.
Yeah, Phil, you're absolutely right, because, hey, religion does play a part in it, because you have, like I said before, you have a lot of preachers who preach the anti-gay. It says, oh, it's wrong to be gay. And so you could imagine, like, you see how society portrays it, like you said before, portrays gays as predators. With this father, what he did, that was the most heartless.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's wrong.
Excuse me. But to Brother B, have you had a personal question? Have you had this type of talk with your daughter yet? Or are you waiting for her to get older, or are you waiting for her to come to you about this type of talk?
Nah, I haven't. I mean, my daughter says that she has a friend that believes that she's gay, and my whole thing is I don't know how at 14 you just seem to know these things. But anyway, okay. So she says she believes she's gay. All right, no problem. I never once asked my daughter. I mean, she seems conscious of, you know, the situation and what, you know, homosexuality is. And, you know, I just leave it at that. I mean, no matter what she tells me, you know, unless she tells me something like she robbing banks or something like that, I don't, you know, I support her. You know, I'm not gonna not love my daughter just because she chooses to make her own sexual preference. That's not on, you know, that's not me. You know, that's my daughter, man. How do you raise your child and then all of a sudden turn your back on them because there's something that they choose to be something else that you don't want them to be. I mean, that's stupid.
And today's kids are much more self-aware of sexuality and much more so about how they treat others about sexuality. And outside of the bullying and garbage that goes on social media, for the most part, teenagers and kids, especially the ones that I've seen when I go outside and you can hear when the kids are hanging out with each other and having conversations with each other, they genuinely understand each other when they're discovering themselves in that way as they start to get older. So at least there seems to be a lot more civility when it comes to discussing this among the youth than what we see nowadays from back in the day. And I think that's what's happening now.
Okay. All right, last question of the night, guys. We know, once again, it's that time of the year this week. Thanksgiving is upon us. And since we're in the society of everything being so sensitive now, from gay people to Christopher Columbus and the bad history about that, we all know the true meaning of Thanksgiving and the history behind that. So let me just throw this question out in the window. Should we still celebrate Thanksgiving, even though we kill almost all the Indians for this special holiday? Or should we just go do shopping?
Well, wait, be careful when you say we. We didn't do it.
Oh, the white man?
No, white man.
No, I was just listen. I would just say it. It's the pilgrims that did it, and I'm not a pilgrim. My parents
weren't
pilgrims, so you won't call a spade a spade. Call a spade a spade. It is what it is, because that's the problem. People don't want to take accountability, and we've been taught all this BS for all these years, and you come to find out now all of a sudden people don't want to celebrate Columbus Day anymore. People don't really want to celebrate. Listen, Thanksgiving should be celebrated because it's I don't forget the meaning, but always believe in the fact that it brings people together.
Phil?
You know, it seems the holidays these days have no meaning anymore. And I'll tell you why.
For once, I agree with you, and that's very rare. I agree with you.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you have a couple of radio stations down here that started playing Christmas music last week, and Thanksgiving hasn't even happened yet.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You know why everybody's going to love Thanksgiving so much? Not about giving thanks. It's because of Black Friday. It doesn't even start on Black Friday. I'm going to give you an example. We're going up to my one sister's house for Thanksgiving at 1 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, they all want to go to Walmart. I just told my brother, we better be home by 7 o'clock because I want to watch the Giants-Redskins game, no matter what, if the Giants win or lose. I give two craps about Black Friday.
Phil, just be prepared to wear your football. If you go into Black Friday, just wear some a helmet and some shoulder pads.
Okay.
I ain't going nowhere near any of the places. I either stay by my sister's house or I stay home. And that's it.
The solitary reason why a lot of people seem to celebrate a lot of holidays the way they are and they don't seem to have much meaning anymore is that it always falls around the pitfalls of marketing and sales. Valentine's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, all of those holidays that at least initially started in a different way or were celebrated in a different way have become so commercialized now that the people that actually celebrated got tired of celebrating it and now have led in the campaign to try and pull apart some of its meaning, and this is what you're hearing now. So a lot of people don't care about it. I think you should, because of the message behind it, even though it may seem contrived, I still believe in the holiday itself as far as getting together, being thankful for what you have, around, you know, family members, et cetera. My grandmother, whose birthday is the day after Thanksgiving, last year it was on Thanksgiving, that's one of the reasons why I'm thankful that she's still here. You know what I mean? So
yes,
you can have family members and have family and celebrate the holiday and still be grateful for it without all the commercialism and garbage that you see with what's associated with it now.
Well, on that note, guys, I am thankful to have you guys on my panel. A nice big sausage fest. What can I say? You guys are the best.
Man,
you know,
listen,
but,
all I got to say is that the holidays lost. People couldn't care about money. That's it.
Yes.
Well, Brother B, Phil the Fishman, K-Dog, and Sean, I wish you and your family a happy holidays and good luck shopping and eating all that turkey. And you know I will be drunk Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday again, and for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Same to
good
you
night.
Hey,
and your family.
Hey, same to you
guys.
Guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you guys and be safe.
Yes, have a good one.
And I take this opportunity to wish my grandmother a happy 92nd birthday this Friday.
Wow.
So,
happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Sean's grandma.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the High Rod with
Sean Black.
And
Where's Anitra?
She's on vacation right now. She's in the West Coast right now.
She's looking for the real turkeys, huh?
Yes. Well, you know, that's what you want to call it these days, the real turkey. But, you know, I don't want her to press charges against me in a couple of years on sexual harassment, okay?
Well, with all of the stuff you've said about her on the air, I'm surprised you don't have a lawyer knocking at your door right now, all right?
Good night, everybody. Good night.